Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, cloudy with a high chance of showers in the Far North today, reaching a top 28 degrees in Cairns and 26 degrees in Mareeba. Overnight temperatures falling between 15 and 21 degrees tonight. Here's what we're covering today, Tuesday, June 6. Menorah man charged over alleged wounding in Cairns North. Far North to welcome investor migrants to the region and happy Queensland Day. A 34-year-old Menorah man has been charged following an alleged wounding in Cairns North last month. It's alleged the man threatened and cut the hand of another man with a knife after entering a verbal altercation. Police arrested the 34-year-old on Thursday, charging him with a total of 15 offences. He's due to reappear at the Cairns Magistrates Court on June 14. Also making news this morning, the Tropical North Queensland Business Investment Roadshow will host 14 investor migrants who are looking to invest between $1 to $15 million into our local economy. Some of the investors work in property development, cultural consulting, petroleum production, equipment and hotels. Regional Development Australia Tropical North CEO Sonia Johnson says the group are looking to invest in the tourism, innovation and agriculture industries.
The investment will also go towards job creation and then, you know, the more broader sort of leveraging of monies coming into the region, and that's a really important thing for all levels of government.
June 6 is a day to celebrate Queensland's culture and heritage. That's according to the Professional Historians Association of Queensland Secretary. Christina Goldbold says it marks the state's official separation from New South Wales as an independent colony.
Queensland had to make its own way through dint of hard work and effort to establish its own finances. And those first 10 years were rocky. About 1866-67, there was actually a financial crisis.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Checking the AFL, the Manunda Hawks came away with a victory over the Kansas City Lions in the women's match of the round preliminary final rematch at the weekend. The Hawks dominated the other side, coming away with a 28-18 point victory. Tian Sparks was the recipient of the Hell of a Hawk mug due to her ever-reliable hands laying tackle after tackle against the Lions. Next, the Lions will take on Central's Trinity Beach Bulldogs, while the Hawks have a bye. And the Cairns Ironman Asia Pacific Championship returns to Far North Queensland, with athletes from across Australia and the world set to race. One of the world's toughest triathlons, the Cairns Ironman consists of a grueling 3.8-kilometre swim, 180-kilometre bike ride and a 42.4k run. The swim course sets off from Palm Cove and the bike course will hug the coastline from Cairns to Port Douglas. The triathlon will finish with a run along the Cairns boardwalk. All the action gets underway on June 18. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.